Are you seeking more energy, inspiration, wisdom? If so, you're not alone. Each episode is a glimpse into the live discussions we're creating at TogetherWeSeek.online. I'm JJ DiGeronimo, a lightworker and curious soul, interviewing some amazing practitioners and lightworkers to explore inspiration and ancient wisdom with the goal of illuminating our knowing, brightening our path, and further manifesting our work. Hello, hello, it's JJ DiGeronimo, and I am so thrilled to have you here again with us today. Today, I have a very exciting guest, one that I'm currently working with, which I love and has been recommended to me from a dear friend, Crystal. So, Kathy, I'm so excited you're here today. Tell us a little bit about your work.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm so excited to be here too, JJ. And I have to say that I love your background. I have to tell you that.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Let your light shine, believe in yourself, progress over perfection. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I am a psychic healer. And what does that mean? It means a lot of things. Oh my goodness. So that is not the term that that term came to me from a friend, but where it started is I started doing these healings where I combined all of the things that I do. And we'll talk a little bit about my previous history, but a psychic healing is kind of where I can get in, I can see energy, I can remove stuff from this lifetime, from past lifetimes, any negative dark stuff that's there, ancestral trauma, current trauma. And so that's kind of what I do. And it's mixed with lovingly and beautifully mixed with my over 25 years of doing therapy and coaching with clients. And so I have a varied background in that, from trauma to women's issues, men's issues, couples. I'm a relationship expert. I am an early childhood expert, believe it or not, and parenting. So I probably have done everything in those 25 years and over time. So it's not only energy healing, it's mixed with this beautiful kind of real life work that I've been doing for over 25 years to help clients. And so for lack of a better term, we call it a psychic healing because I get visions and knowing and information during the session. And I feel like, well, and I guess clients have said that there's transformational and to the point I can't even do basic therapy anymore. I've even had clients say it takes you up to 12 months where one session can take you where 12 months of therapy would take you. And so I love this approach. I love this. It feels very multidimensional and love this approach. And it just feels like we're moving things from, from a really high field, vibrational field versus from 3D, more like a 7D removal of things. So basically that's what I do. One of the things that I do too, that I specifically have a gift for, and interestingly, because of it, spiritual leaders, healers, coaches, teachers come to me, people who are going to make a difference in lots of people's lives, is that I can see people's specific gifts and how to help them understand and what I call download them and use them together kind of to their excellence, to really stand in their highest and best self and help as many people as they can. And so that's my favorite niche. And I think that's my specialization. So thank you for having me.
I love it. I love that. I love that. I love that on so many levels, because a lot of people are doing something, but they know it's not their main thing yet. And so having somebody to work with a little bit to really kind of dive into like, what is the gift I come to the planet with, or how do I unveil my next level of work?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many people that know they're meant for something bigger. They just haven't gotten there yet. And I believe when we start to really use all of our gifts and stand in our excellence, stuff comes on like full force and we know we're doing what we're meant to do. So
I love that. And it's probably no surprise that I'm working with Kathy because of a result of Crystal. So Crystal's our connection. And I feel like this community is a connection of connections. So there's nobody that I've interviewed or talked to that is just a random interview. They're all really purposefully aligned, many of which I've worked with because I'm a big believer of cleaning out your vessel. I also struggle with OCD. So for me, I'm constantly trying to get to the root of what I'm working through so that I can show up with more light and love. And I think a lot of that starts with just dealing and working through energy that you brought in with you and that you have emphasized or built upon once you've been here. So thank you for that, both of you. I really, really appreciate that. So with that, you know, I know this is not the work you've been doing your lifetime. So can you talk a little bit about maybe what was your awakening?
Yes, I can. It's crazy. I have to tell you that I started as a computer programmer. So if that tells you anything, I was so left brain science, math based. I have an undergrad in math and computer science. So you, Lord knows, I was there, right? And everybody kept telling me their issues. To the point I was like, I went back to grad school to get a license and degrees in psychotherapy. And so did that for over 25 years. And like I said, specialized in about everything from trauma to couples and everything in between. But interestingly, I had this crazy, I was having anxiety and I started having it to the point that I was having panic attacks to where I couldn't function. Now, interestingly enough, I have suffered with PTSD and trauma in my lifetime and worked really hard to overcome it. We'll say that, right? And I had always had panic attacks, but I was always really good at concealing them. You just wouldn't see my hands. I would just be quiet. Things like that. And I would be able to get through them. But these panic attacks I started having were so extreme. I was like, oh my gosh, Kathy, you're not going to be able to function. And being a little left brain girl, my little left brain said, John, and I literally said out loud to myself, John Hopkins and Harvard University say meditation works as good or better than medication for depression and anxiety. And I thought, oh my gosh, Kathy, you're going to have to add meditation. So I was already taking, I mean, at the time I was literally taking 2 antidepressants and an Ativan to try to get rid of these panic attacks. I had never experienced such a thing because I'd always been high functioning. So in this process of doing these guided meditations, I did one night. It was about meeting your spiritual guides, and it was by the psychic John Edwards. I don't know how I got his version of this thing, but I was like, okay. And the funny thing is too, I didn't believe in all this woo-woo stuff. So I said, I always believed in what John Edwards did though. Cause as a psychic medium, I just knew there was something I could tell in the people that were standing there. There was something to what he was doing that was really powerful and important and real. And so I said, John Edwards, you silly goose. There is no such thing, but as spirit guides, bring it on. And I'm telling you, during that meditation, I'm literally laying on the bed. So this is really funny too. My ex-husband, who is my husband at the time, is laying in the bed beside me. And I have the laptop on my lap, literally have these big Bose headphones on. And I'm doing this meditation. And I have this experience where I'm telling you, spirit, let me feel what it was like to pass over. And all of a sudden, I had the most profound peace that I'd ever experienced in life. I had no idea how heavy life had been on me and how much peace I didn't have. And so I had this profound peace. And then it was as if thousands of souls came to meet me and they were so happy to see me. So I had this beautiful, overwhelming feeling of love. And in that process, then there was this joy and bliss that came, and I was sitting there laying beside my husband who's sleeping, these Bose headphones on, and I'm crying, literally crying because the joy is overwhelming. And interestingly, after that experience, every gift I had turned off in childhood, really sensing, feeling, knowing, came on full force, and it came on with extra gifts of being able to talk to and communicate with people who've passed over or other etheric beings, and downloads and messages. And they were downloads like the old computer zipped files that kind of, you know, you have to unzip them. So I would get the download really pretty quickly, but then it would expand over time. And it was the craziest thing. But one of the first things I got from Spirit was you have to get off all of your psychotropic meds. And I did. I knew how to titrate down, so it's not like I just stopped cold turkey. But within a week, I titrated off all of them and never had another panic attack. I mean, it's crazy how bad my panic attacks were, to have this spiritual awakening and then nothing. And then all of these. So then I started the real work on my trauma. I feel like I had done all this psychology work, and it got me to a certain point. I was a really balanced person, thank goodness, because when all this stuff starts to happen and you have all these things come in full force, it would really create a lot of off balance if I wasn't already a balanced person. But the realization that the real work that I did, the deep spiritual work that I did after that, was what really cured me. Cure is a really strange word, but really lifted all of this lifetime's trauma off of me, and many lifetimes of trauma, I think. And in that process, really tried to keep all of my gifts kind of in this little woo-woo closet for a while, until Spirit said I had to come out of the closet, which was really oddly, like, one of my worst fears was, you know, I was in the professional community and I was well known in the professional community, and the last thing I wanted to do was come out and say, oh yeah, I'm this psychic healer, and I talk to people who passed over, and I can see your past lives with people that don't even believe they've had past lives. So I really tried to stay in the woo-woo closet for a while. So after that, yeah, good.
So, okay. So you're in bed and you have these Bose speakers on, and you do a meditation essentially off of YouTube or something. And you have a crossover experience, and then you wake up and you're laying there, and then you carry on with your day the next day and the next day. Like, how do you even, I mean, it's easy to process in hindsight, because you're like, oh my gosh, that was something. But when it would happen, did you realize it was something? And like, was it scary, or did you tell anybody, or like, how did that happen?
Oh my gosh, JJ, I went to the only woo-woo friend that I had. She was a massage therapist. And I said, oh, Tracy, because I put it in psychological terms, right? I said, I think I had a psychotic experience. And she goes, Kathy, you had a spiritual awakening. You're fine. Isn't that funny? So I totally thought for a while. And it was really funny, because years after my spiritual awakening happened, and I had all these amazing synchronistic, like, magical experience that would never have happened by me trying to make them happen, right? And I had all these beautiful experiences. So I knew there was proof behind everything that had happened. And I'd still have these moments where something really, really big would come in, and I would say, oh my gosh, Kathy, are you having a psychotic experience? And my answer to myself was, if this is psychosis, I'm in. This is so awesome.
That's amazing. So first of all, it's great that you had a friend that you could go to. That's awesome. But were you seeking at the time, were you seeking for an answer, did you feel like, or did it come to you just out of the blue?
No, I absolutely was not seeking anything. The most I had gotten into spirituality is I was working with a group of women at the time who had introduced me to, like, The Secret. So it was like back in 2010, like 13 years ago. And they had introduced me to that, and that I knew a little bit about Louise Hay's work, about different areas of the body being connected with different types of negative thinking, or, you know, and so I really hadn't been seeking anything. And I was pretty happy where I was. And I think Spirit wanted me to wake up so bad. It's almost like the anxiety was Spirit shaking me, going, okay, nope, you got to wake up. Nope, you got to wake up. And most people's aren't as jarring, but like I said, thank goodness I was a really balanced person, and I had done a lot of my psychological work, right? Could have been overwhelming, but I loved the information and the knowledge I was getting, and I could just feel things viscerally. And so I knew there had to be truth to what was coming in, especially after I started connecting and having these magical synchronistic experiences with other people.
Well, you know how things happen. Like, you are the second woman I talked to in the last 7 days that has crossed over one way or another and has come back with extraordinary gifts. So this, I don't know what's happening right now in the universe, but this is what's coming my way. So I think it's amazing. It seems to somebody who probably doesn't hear this a bit, a little far-fetched that you can listen to a meditation and cross over and come back with all these gifts. So tell us, like, how did you start to integrate these into your work? Was it something that was mindful, or was it something that just started happening without even really putting a name to it?
So from the start of the time when I had the spiritual awakening, literally I would get guidance from divine. Like, it would be, I would speak directly to spirit and spirit would directly speak to me, and or through people. And I would know if there was something that came in three times, it was something I had to do. Right. And so I was guided. One of the things that had been said to me is that, Kathy, you're an important, powerful conduit. You must awaken now. And I didn't know what, and that's when I said yes. And that's when I had the Passover experience, but I didn't know what conduit meant. So when I talked to my friend, Tracy, my only woo-woo friend, I love her to this day. And she, at the time, my only woo-woo friend. Now everything I have is woo-woo. but she said, oh, conduit, Eric Pearl talks about that. And I went to look for Eric Pearl, and just so happens, right, because of all the synchronicity that happens, he was going to be, now, if you know Eric Pearl's work, he does maybe one or two, maybe three things in the United States a year. And he does a bunch of stuff internationally. He does a reconnection, which is a type of healing. And he was going to be in Chicago. And I'm not kidding you, 2 weeks from the time that I found out, or maybe even less than 2 weeks. And my friend told me she was going to go with me. She didn't end up going, but I ended up going. And when I walked into the room, could feel the energy. And I learned energy healing directly from Eric Pearl. And when I started learning the reconnection, I could see and understand things. Eric would probably die because it's not what his program is supposed to be. But what it opened up in me is me using and understanding and opening up my psychic gifts even deeper, and my ability to read energy and move it and pull it off of people. And it was kind of an honor that I got to work with him. He's an amazing healer, and the reconnection is amazing by itself, right? But it brought on all of these other spiritual gifts. And over time, I've always been horribly introspective, but if you know any therapist, they're all introspective. We all do our own work. We all look, well, we should look at our own stuff and really pay attention and really pay attention to that stuff. So I was really digging, and I love research and I love experimentation. So I was really digging into, like, what are my gifts? And honestly, what I do now is a combination of all of my real life 3D gifts, kind of walking like a shaman through the world, working with thousands of people, right, to help heal them, combined with all my spiritual, like my soul knowledge I've learned over lifetimes, and the combination of that. And so that's what I teach people. So it's kind
that
of
is amazing. That is truly amazing. And I feel like it's just so powerful. You're the second person I know that works with Eric. There's actually one in Northeast Ohio by the name of Lori. So she also works with Eric. And I just find it fascinating how the spider web just continues to grow inside this community and among all the women that are connected in this way. I really do believe that the shift of the fifth moon to the sixth moon, about moving to the feminine energy and women helping women, that this is going to be instrumental. Is this ancient wisdom that's coming through us will not only heal the energy within us, but then go forward and backward. And I feel like I'm starting to see that right before my eyes. It's just such an exciting time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And JJ, people like you, and I think of you as a spiritual leader, and people like you, people like I, like all of us are coming up to really, I think the gifts and the knowledge that we're bringing in, I don't know if it's ever been on earth, but it definitely hasn't been embodied in this time. And it's through women that it's coming, and we're helping to kind of heal and balance the collective, because we don't want to get rid of, you know, we don't want to empower women by disempowering men. We want to balance, right? The divine masculine, which we haven't seen much of in this world sometimes, with divine feminine, of which we're just learning what that means. And so there's so many of us coming online to help people get there. And that is like my passion, is like really helping these people, empower them to get up and going, and to help hundreds of thousands of people. I think some of the people that I work with, you know, they have communities of hundreds of thousands of people that they work with. And so that's exciting, you know?
It's so exciting. And the work is so, so powerful. In fact, when I went to Sedona when I was 40, I went on a solo trip to kind of get some clarity on why I had all this internal turmoil. I was working in high tech too, as you know, and many of you know. And I was moving up the chain as expected, different leadership positions, but I just had this burning desire to do something differently. And I was getting so frustrated because I was on my path, but yet I felt so disconnected. And when I met with an angel reader, Stacey Alexander, she said, you know, the empowering of the feminine, which she told me was going to be a lot of my work, is not to discount the masculine. And it is about balancing it, just what you've said. And she told me that years ago. And I, every time I'm on stage, every time I write a book, every time I do a podcast, I always want to remind people, it's not about pushing one down to elevate one, but to elevate both. And I think it's such a good reminder, because the humans here on the planet now don't really realize everything that's happening and why it's happening. And they're not doing things on purpose. It's just the way that the cookie has crumbled and the elevation has varied. And so I think for all spiritual leaders and practitioners, you know, we know that the energy that we give out and that we share is so continuous, and that being negative or dragging people down only impacts us in our work. I shouldn't say only, impacts us in our work in addition to the people that we're speaking at. So being mindful of raising the energy of all beings. So I just felt like I had to like honor and amplify that, because I think it's just so, so important. So we talked a couple of weeks ago, because I'm having this retreat, you have retreats, you'd mentioned that you go to different sites to find the spiritual site. And I called him like, I think I have a spiritual site here, something's going on. And you were saying, well, sometimes the spiritual site's down the road, sometimes, you know, it's down around the corner. So tell us a little bit about that, because I feel like so many people are having retreats, and finding the space that really hones in the energy is so powerful.
Well, let me just tell you, I absolutely love your space. It kind of feels like a cosmic portal of sorts. You know, it has the very Egyptian energy and the very, very much what sacred geometry that is there with triangles and beyond. So I love that.
I do think it's a sacred geometry site. I really do. And we've been watching videos on Gaia about sacred geometry sites, and the way the triangles and the pyramids and the way the triangles come throughout the property, even reflections of triangles, is so mind-blowing.
Well, even if you look at like the Merkaba or Merkaba, depending on who you study it under, there's a couple different pronunciations. It is an up triangle with a down triangle. And so it is so... The sacred geometry expands significantly beyond that, up to like 22-sided figures and things like that, that really is really interesting. I have been given a lot of information and work with a lot of different shapes. And I really, there's one in particular that I use. It's 21-sided, which isn't what's told to us, but I believe a lot of our information is missing a little component or doesn't quite tell you exactly, and you have to figure it out. That's part of us trying to come into these this mystic stuff that not everybody is supposed to know until we're ready to really know it. And so I use a 21-sided diamond and, you know, put people in it to clear them, and then see light exuding from every cell of their body. And when it does, the diamond raises. And so through the light, through the facets. So I love that kind of stuff. I know that's a little woo-woo for some people, but I absolutely adore it.
You have me, hook, line, and sinker. I love it. I love it. And I believe that that is true. I believe only a portion is shown, but for those that are really connected to the higher in a more meaningful way, because they've opened those channels, they're getting clarity on the complete diagram or the complete structure so that they can then teach or share or use it as a tool. So, so exciting. Well, as we wrap up our time together here, how can people work with you? And we'll put your links in the show notes, but like, tell us a little bit about like when people are called to you and the work that you do.
I work with anybody who is called to me. I do, however, have a really beautiful niche that I love, and that is working with spiritual leaders, healers, coaches, people who are going to make a huge difference in the world, and actually have a program for that called Living Your Purpose Now. And so that's on my website. My website is kathygoulet.com, and you can sign up for a free consultation there and schedule it directly through there. Or you can text, call me, or contact me via email. And that's basically how to get a hold of me. Or if you know a friend, you know, they can just text you my phone number.
I'm okay. Oh, I love that. And that's how it came to me, which is so great. But I've actually bought some time for some spiritual leaders that I know with Kathy too, as a gift, because I feel like just, we all could use a little help just moving out the junk that's no longer serving us, and also like aligning to more light and love. And so Kathy, I'm thrilled with the work that you're doing. I'm honored that you would join us here, and I hope that you post some of the events that you're having in the community.
Oh, absolutely. And it's wonderful connecting with you, JJ. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the work you do in the world. It's important.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.